Here are the number and letter equivalents once more. For the number one, we use T or D. A little memory aid to help you remember that is that the typewritten T has one downstroke. T or D, T or D. For the number two, I use the sound N or the letter N. The typewritten letter N has two downstrokes. Two is represented by the letter N. For the number three, I use M or the letter M. The typewritten letter M has three downstrokes. Or if you picture a letter M standing on its end, it looks like a three. For the number four, I use the sound R or the letter R. The only memory aid to help you remember that is that R is the last sound in the word four. For the number five, I use the sound L or the letter L. The memory aid might be that the Roman numeral for the number 50 is L. The number 6 is almost a mirror image of the letter J. That will help you remember that 6 is represented by the J sound, or sh, etc. You can form the letter K with two sevens, as I explained in the text. That will help you remember that the number 7 is represented by the K sound, K or hard C or hard G. The number 8 and the handwritten letter F are quite similar. They both have two loops, one above the other. That will help you remember that the number 8 is represented by the sound F or V, F or V, or of course PH. The number 9 is an almost exact mirror image of the letter P, which should make it easy to remember that the number 9 is represented by the P or B sound. And finally, 0 is represented by the S or Z sound. The first sound in the word 0 is Z. That's your memory aid. Now, you should learn these sounds in and out of order. They must become second nature to you, and the only way to do that is by, well, give it a little practice. Put in a little practice time. The way to do that is make it a game. Whenever you see a number, any number, license plate, address, telephone number, price, transpose it into sounds. Try to make a word out of it. And vice versa. Whenever you see a word or any sign, try to transpose it into numbers. Remember, it is the consonant sounds only that we are interested in. I would like to give you 8 items and their exact prices. I will tell you how I would remember these items and prices using association and the phonetic alphabet idea. I suggest you work with me. Try to make the pictures as I tell you which pictures to make, or of course, you can select your own. In any case, with any of the 8 items, if you need more time to see that picture, to make the association, simply stop the recorder and take all the time you need. All right, now, here are the 8 items and their prices. You want to remember, for some reason, that an umbrella sells for $6.60. $6.60. Now, the word judges would represent 660 in a phonetic alphabet idea. J-J-S, 660. Therefore, if you make an association between or with umbrella and judges, that would do it. You might picture two umbrellas sitting on a bench and being judges. But please, see the picture in your mind's eye. You must see that picture. I'll give you a moment to do so. That's umbrella to judges. Right. A television set sells for $747.40. 747-40. Now, there may be other words that will fit these digits. I've selected the word crackers. Crackers. K-R-K-R-S. A chair sells for $27.19. If you would make a picture in your mind of a naked boy sitting on a chair, or perhaps you're sitting on a naked boy instead of a chair, that would do it. naked boy transposes to 2719.